Hello.
Oh, hi, Chrissy. It's Tina from Local Splash. I saw I missed a call from you.
Yes, so it's crazy. So when you call me from this number, it comes up spam.
Yes.
Like, that's my answer.
You know, you should check with your cell phone provider because I've heard that before. And sometimes when I listen to calls on the dashboard, I'll hear like client calls and the customer will be like, I didn't pick it up because it said spam. And I'm like, I don't know how the cell phone providers determine if it's spam or not, you know?
Yeah, it comes up spam for me.
Wow. So, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. What a bummer. Well, I'm glad that you picked up.
because I was kind of thinking, I was like, all right, I'm going to answer this because I had called you. And I'm like,
yeah, just to see.
So, wow. Anyway. Okay.
Okay.
So, let's see.
Well, I remember last we spoke, you were going to update it to a checking account, and then I told you we don't do ACH anymore.
Correct.
So you said you were going to get the debit or the credit, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So I had talked with him. I've been traveling. He's been traveling. So, yeah, we just finally met in the middle yesterday.
I get it.
Okay. So here's his thing. He has not noticed. Which he's been paying more attention than I am because I've been a little bit busy.
Right.
He has not noticed any generating, like, anything.
Okay.
So he's a little disappointed in terms of where we're at on all that.
My question would be is if he has been on the dashboard to track the results, because, for instance, in the time that you've been with us, which is fairly short, you know, it's less than a year, it's 9 months, but your company has been found on the first page of Google 561 times, and you've had 117 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So what happens is that Google will track what's called an impression and what's called an action. So an impression is just if they put in roofer near me and say Benson Roofing comes up and say they never do anything about it, they call another company or they click out of it. Well, that happened, you know, 561 times. But then the second step is the action, which is what was the second step this person took to contact Benson Roofing, and there were 117 Google actions. So sometimes, you know, as a business owner, if they pick up the phone and they go on an estimate, they don't necessarily ask the client, like, hey, how did you find us?
Yeah,
so sometimes
Mike does.
They don't know.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Mike does,
so,
and he's not, I mean, it may be reflecting that, but he's not getting that type of phone.
Okay. Because then the second section that I'm looking at is in the Facebook ads. So in the Facebook ads, it says that you've had 446 clicks to the advertising link through Facebook. So in addition to that, there are 38 leads on the dashboard that are coming in through the call tracking number and the website that we provided. So
I mean, those numbers are not numbering over here on this end.
Okay.
At all. Like, not even close. I know he gets a lot, and I mean a lot of spam. Which that's not to say that that's what that is, but I'm just saying we get more spam calls than we get anything on that business.
Right. Right.
So I know that that's not reflecting on this end. So my question is, because, like, I looked at, like, the business, and I'm not tech. Please forgive me. This is not my area of expertise. But, like, on our business page, like,
yes.
I'm not noticing any activity, like, is in terms of you guys posting. I'm not seeing it. Perhaps I'm looking in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. So it's showing here that they do posts for you frequently. Let's see, it says just the most recent ones, May 7th, May 14th, May 21st, May 28th, June 4th, June 11th is the next one. So, I don't know because I typically don't do the customer support, yeah. But I could have, you know, someone from that department call you back
okay.
Once we get this up to speed. But I also want to refer you to the dashboard because you can see the posts on the dashboard. So not only the dates that we do them, but you can see what they posted. But one thing that I would like to do, let's see, today is Tuesday. I'll ramp the posts up to twice every week rather than once a week. So I think that that'll help you. So, you know, just make you more relevant to Google. So we can start that today where they'll do it every Tuesday and Thursday. And then the other thing that helps on your end, and you're doing phenomenal in this department already, is to get some more 5-star ratings on Google. So every time you get a 5-star rating, it does increase your relevancy and you know, give you better results. So I see that you have 5 5-star reviews. 3 of them came within a 24-hour period and then nothing
Correct.
Since then. So sometimes it's good to space them out. So let's say, for example, we send you the review generator email and you think like, wow, I can think of 20 people to send that to. Don't send it to 20 people at once because sometimes that looks suspicious to an end user if someone gets, you know, a ton of reviews within a couple of days and then nothing since then. You know, it's June now and there's nothing fresh posted since April. So you're always better off to send it, you know, 3 or 4 of them out here, 3 or 4 of them out there, and then you get a 5-star review here and a 5-star review there. That helps keep you more relevant to Google, but also get you a higher conversion, right? Because you're getting consistent reviews over time. So I'll send that review generator email to you again, and you know, it also triggers a text message. So in the event that you have a past client that you think will leave one, but you don't have their email, you can also forward it to them via text.
Yeah,
it's a lot easier on the text message.
Okay.
So let me just, I'll just send it to you again just so that you have a fresh copy of it. You don't have to go through a bunch of emails to find it. So, okay, there it is. Perfect. Okay, and then you have an option if you feel that the Facebook ads aren't doing much, and I always tell people you absolutely should bundle the program with Facebook ads for the first couple of months because it does keep you more relevant to Google and gets you results quicker. But now that you're ranking on Google, if you take them off, I don't think it'll impact you because 87% of consumers will hire off of Google, right? So that only leaves 13% that go through those other sources.
Right.
So if we took those Facebook ads off, it would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. And that might be a better option for you. Because right now you're only past due for $249, but that includes $100 that would go to run a fresh batch of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, you have the option where we could take those off.
Okay, so I'm confused. I'm paying $149 a month?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's actually $249. But that includes the Facebook ads, the Google, the Bing, the mobile optimization, making sure that Benson Roofing comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. It also includes the website, bensonroofing.net, and the call tracking number.
Okay,
so everything's included.
Right, I'm aware of all of that, but what I'm not – I thought we were doing like – you guys were taking care of our Yelp and the Google Guaranteed.
Yes, but those,
a lot more.
Those bill separately. So the payment that's due on the 28th of each month is the one that is the $249 package that I just described, okay? Now, the Google Guaranteed leads, the last payment you had for that was on May 7th, and it was for $356.91. I don't see an invoice coming up for that, but I do see one coming up for the – well, actually, it's already past due. I didn't notice it till now. There's the Yelp invoice that's due for $499. So that one was due on June 6th or June 5th. So it looks like you're billed on the 5th of each month for the Yelp advertising and then on the 28th of each month for the Google and the Facebook, which again, I can adjust it and take the Facebook off for you if you like.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the Google guaranteed, you just pay for those as you go. So let's say that they're on pause right now or, you know, you're not taking a lot of calls from the Google guaranteed, then you won't get an invoice for that. The way you'll get an invoice for that based on the amount of calls that you take that are actual leads. So if it's in that section, if it's someone calling looking for a job or someone that's not calling for an estimate or someone that's outside of your service area, you won't get charged for that. So you only get charged for the calls that you take. So that's the pay-per-lead section.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
I'm sorry. It's confusing. There's so many invoices, but yeah.
I think let's take off the Facebook, though. The ads, I just don't.
I really think that's a smart decision, Chrissy. I don't think that will impact you whatsoever to take those off because you're already ranking on Google. You know, if someone would have told me within the first or second month, take them off, I always say don't do that yet because that's, you know, probably the only place that you're getting results. But now that you're ranking on Google, I don't think you need it. So I've made that adjustment. And then for the payment, my only question would be, is it still the Emery Creek Boulevard for the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, it is still Emery Creek. We just had our bank account in Oklahoma that was associated to this, and we have closed that account now, and we opened up an account here in Missouri. That's what changed.
Oh, that's nice. Got it. No wonder. And then that's what triggered the problem with the payment because it was a different account. Got it. Okay. So is it a Visa or MasterCard?
A Visa.
Okay. And then the card number?
It is 4908-8600.
Okay.
0471-4004.
Okay. And expiration?
11 of 26.
Okay. And the code?
479.
479. Okay. So I'll get the authorization for the 149. Are you okay with doing the 499 for the Yelp also, or do you need to wait a couple days on that one?
Do you think that is, I just don't want to spend money where I don't need to, if that makes sense to you.
Yes. Yes, I see what you mean.
We just hired salesmen. So we just took on two salesmen. So I'm like, okay, I just, you know, when I was talking to Mike, he's like, you know, I just don't, and I agree. I don't want to spend money where it's not needed. So.
Let's see. It's saying here, there's a note from Kyle on June 5th. It says, that you got 11 total leads from Yelp in May, 121 clicks to the Yelp listing. So it looks like you're getting, you know, some solid traction off of it. If you're not sure, what I would say is maybe keep it going for another month or so, and then I could have Kyle reach out to you. He's from the Yelp ads department, excuse me, and he could go over the actual leads that came in and whatnot so that you and Mike would know that you're getting the most bang for your buck. Because my thought there is that if you're spending money and it's bringing a return, then why not keep it, right? But
no,
if it's
absolutely
not bringing
money,
right?
Right,
but if it's not paying a return, then you might not necessarily need it. So,
but
you know, right now,
my issue is that that's great that those numbers are reflecting that, but it's not on our end. Like the phones are not ringing, so I'm really confused.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm confused because we recently became a partner with Yelp, so I'm not real versed on how it works. That's why I wanted to have Kyle call you back. But what's confusing to me is he put May costs not processed failed payment, which is that June 5th invoice. So I'm wondering if they're running, like they do the invoice for the month previous or something, which would make sense if things dip down through Yelp, if for some reason that payment didn't go through, you know. That's where I'm a little bit confused, because it says, oh yeah, that's what it is. You paid for the Yelp in April. Mm-hmm. So that probably ran out on May 8th. And then that May 8th payment, for some reason or another, maybe it was because of a courtesy, because you had a Google guaranteed payment go through on May 7th. So they pushed that May 8th payment out to June 5th. So if things dip down with the Yelp advertising, that's because the budget that you gave us to run the Yelp leads probably ran out towards the beginning of May, right? And then they just pushed that invoice out for you because they didn't want you to have a Google guaranteed invoice and the Yelp advertising invoice kind of on the same day. Yeah, so it would make sense where the Yelp advertising probably dipped down, and right now it's probably too far back to kind of think, oh, what happened between April and May 8th? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okie doke.
Okay. So, should we do the invoice for the Yelp right now, or do you want to wait until you talk to Mike, or what's your thoughts there?
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead and do it for now. And then,
yeah, because that'll give you a fresh batch of Yelp leads, you know what I mean? And it'll help you. So, yeah, we'll do that then. Okay, but go ahead. You had a question?
We'll just do it for, you know, the month and just see how it looks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I'll have someone reach out to you anyway, just so that you can have a clear understanding how to recognize, since, you know, it's a newer program to me. I don't know how to answer that. So I will definitely, you know, have them reach out to you as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Chrissy, for getting both of those payments up to speed, and have a really great rest of your week too. Okay.
You as well. Uh huh.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.